This is Bob Bragg with the August 28th edition of Farm News and Views. Last week I mentioned that the chances of a new farm bill that would be enacted by September 30th look slim. Recently, AgriPulse communications editor Sarah Wyatt pointed out that of the past four farm bills, only the 2018 bill was signed in the year it was written. She suggests that passing a new law by early 2024 would be a rare legislative feat by the Ag Committee leaders. I'm often asked why this legislation is called a farm bill, because about 80% of it relates to non-farm nutrition programs. Well, since the 1973 Farm Bill, food production and nutritional programs have been tied together. Rural legislators understand that funding for agricultural research, resource conservation, disaster relief, trade promotion, price supports, and the list goes on, would be tough to get funded without a buy-in from legislators who have urban constituents. An August 10th, 2023 Union of Concerned Scientists blog post, Will the New Farm Bill Transform the U.S. Food System? By Elliot Nijin. This post may give us some insight because it explains what the Farm Bill is designed to do while providing information about what member scientists are suggesting concerning the climate crisis, food insecurity, workers' protection, food safety, and systematic racism at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Last fall and early winter, water levels in the Mississippi River created difficult conditions for barge traffic moving grain and other goods downstream to ports in Louisiana and the Gulf of Mexico. Now concerns about water levels in the river is building since Midwest drought conditions are causing low water levels in some stretches of the Mississippi. According to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, the height of the river's surface is 46% lower than the prior three-year average, and 24% lower than last year's level at the reporting station near St. Louis, Missouri. The Mississippi River system is the most important U.S. waterway for grain movements. Agricultural commentator Alan Gubert's August 17th column titled "War is Expensive Both On and Off the Battlefield" caught my attention. He referred to the February 2023 Greenpeace International report, Food Injustice 2020 to 2022, which alleges that 20 of the world's biggest agribusiness corporations in grain, fertilizer, meat, and dairy sectors exploited their dominance to deliver obscene profits to shareholders, while millions of the world's poor face food poverty and starvation. The report went on to state that their combined corporate payments to shareholders for fiscal years 2020 and 2021 reached $53.5 billion. To provide context, in December of 2022, the United Nations estimated the amount needed for 2023 to save 230 million of the world's most vulnerable people was $51.5 billion. A couple of weeks ago, global commodities trader Cargill Incorporated reported that its fiscal year 2023 revenue increased 7% from a year earlier to $177 billion. That's the highest ever for the 158-year-old company. Additional farm-related information and links to articles I've referred to in this report can be found at the Farm News and Views blog on ksjd.org. Former Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The opinion of 10,000 men is of no value if none of them know anything about the subject." Until next week, I'm Bob Bragg.